Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And I'm Leslie Gold. It's America Weekend.
Spending time with you on the weekend.
That's right. So you may have noticed that baby names come in and out of style.
Yeah, they do.
Right? And a lot of old-fashioned baby names have made their way back. Max became very popular for a while. Emily is one that I see. I see a lot of little girls named Sophie.
Ella's another one.
Ella, okay. Well, saw an article, everydayfamily.com, about some old-timey baby names that need to come back, that have fallen out of favor, but they think it's time for a comeback. And I thought we could discuss some of them.
Absolutely.
See if you like any of them.
I call them salt-of-the-earth names.
Okay.
That's how I configure this whole thing.
All right. See if you like any of these. Florence is the first one.
Florence is a lovely city in Italy.
Yes.
But I don't see it for a name. Flo. It sounds like the progressive girl.
Oh, yeah, that's
Flo.
True.
That's
or
Flo.
I think about Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
Right? Which is an odd name.
It
I
is.
Think.
I don't like Florence for a baby. Baby Florence? No. Doesn't work for me. Next.
Oh, Clarence.
Clarence. I like Clarence.
I like Clarence, too, actually. I think of Clarence Clemens.
Yes.
So that's kind of cool. And it is a Latin name, and it means bright or shining or clear, which is a nice meaning.
Like clarity.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you call Clarence as a nickname?
For a man? Lawrence. That's not much better.
No, it isn't.
Larry?
I guess you just call him Clarence, right? Okay, another one that they say is a name that should come back is Grace.
I think that's a nice name.
I don't think that name ever went out. Don't people still name their kid Grace?
I think that's a popular name, and it's a lovely name.
It is.
I feel serene when I say Grace.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, here's another one. No, there isn't. Hang on here. I can't get by.
We have to keep going. We have to go to the next one.
I'm trying.
I know. And I'm saying...
Oh, okay, here we go. Jack.
I like Jack. That's salt of the earth.
I love that. Jack is a great name.
Yeah.
I always thought it was short for John or Jonathan, something like that.
But it's just Jack.
Yeah, but I like those names that have fallen out of... Regular names.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, Jack, Joe.
John.
Right. These are great names.
These are cute baby pictures, too, by the way, on the site with the names.
Okay.
Cute.
I can't get by.
Oh, I see the next one.
What is it?
This one I don't go for.
What?
Ida.
I'd have named you something better if I had an imagination.
And I think of a potato.
Yeah. Ida potato, yeah.
Idaho, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
No, I'm not liking that one.
Okay.
Do you have the next one?
You can take it.
All right, Lee.
Lee?
Now, this is spelled L-E-E, not L-E-I-G-H.
Well, that's cute and likable, I guess. It's non-offensive. Lee. I didn't know it fell out of style.
Nah, it's okay. Like, it doesn't really go anywhere. It's just there.
Okay.
Okay?
Here's one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this one we could debate. Mabel. Now, that is really old-timey.
I think of a very old woman in a jazz club, in a smoky jazz club, on a piano.
Really? I think of a big, fat woman with cankles and a bad dress. Mabel's bad. Mabel's adorable for a little girl, but then you grow up and you're like Mabel in high school, and then you're middle-aged Mabel, and then you're, old lady Mabel down the street.
And your whole life is just passed in front of you, thanks to Leslie.
Yeah, it's not good. Mabel, I don't approve of. I'm skipping a few.
Okay.
Lillian is another one that you don't hear very often.
I guess...
It comes from Lily.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay.
What else you got?
Eugene.
There's 40 names, by the way. We'll be here all day.
We're not getting to them all.
Eugene.
Eugene is a great name. Eugene is a name that nobody names their kid anymore.
The shortened version, of course, is Gene.
Right.
Which is okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. I like Eugene.
You do?
I love Eugene. I'm going to name my next dog Eugene. That's a great name for a dog. I was going to name him Superfly, but now I'm going to name him Eugene. No one would ever name a dog Eugene.
What is a derivation of Eugene?
I don't know.
According to this article, it says, I feel like an adult male with this name would have a strong handshake.
I agree.
Does that resonate for you?
Yes. I love Eugene.
You're into Eugene?
Yes.
Okay.
I vote yes on Eugene.
All right.
Nellie is another one.
Nellie I like.
Nellie is adorable for a kid.
Nice, nice name.
Yeah. Leo is the next one. And they have a picture of Leo DiCaprio, and that's just not fair.
No, that's not fair at all. But Leo is a salt of the earth name. You think of cats,
I always thought it was short for Leonard.
It could be,
yes.
But it could also be like a Jack. It could just be Leo.
Okay.
I like Leo. Now that I would name my next cat Leo.
I think you should.
Yes.
And Leo and Eugene could hang out.
That's right. I was going to name my next cat Bucatini after the pasta. But now...
I know, because your current pet is named after a pasta.
But now it's going to be Leo.
Oh, I can't wait till you get to Capellini, Linguini. Pearl is another one.
No.
Pearl Bailey.
No.
Bad.
Not sticking with... Oh, Clyde is coming up.
Oh, good. Clyde.
Clyde. That's kind of... It will ring true in your head. You will remember Clyde.
Sounds like a rancher.
He does? Yeah. And the other thing is you have to remember names that stick with you.
Eugene.
There you go. Right. It's America Weekend, naming names, Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. One night a man came up behind Frank and pressed what felt like a gun barrel behind his back. Frank is licensed to carry a gun, so he quickly turned around and shot the man. But then Frank realized the man was just holding a piece of pipe. Because the man was unarmed, Frank was arrested. How'd this case turn out? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Impersonating a comedy, The Wedding Ringer proves that money can't buy friends, a best man, or laughs. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
When threatened with physical harm, a person has the legal right to use enough force to prevent an attack. Even though Frank's assailant was not armed, he intentionally gave Frank reason to believe he was in danger. Frank's shooting in self-defense was justified. And that's the final verdict.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This southpaw is one of just five pitchers to pile up at least 400 saves. He's a seven-time All-Star and set an impressive strikeout record in his final season.
And there it is, Billy Wagner with a record-setting strikeout, 1,170 in his career.
So where is Billy Wagner now? Billy moved back to his home state of Virginia after retiring and is coaching at the private Miller School in Charlottesville. He became the school's varsity coach earlier this year and went up against his high school alma mater, Tazewell High, and his own high school coach, Lou Peary. Luckily for Billy, his team got the win.
You know, I've learned so much from Coach Peary through the years, and now he can watch how I'm coaching and give me pointers and tell me what I can do better.
Billy Wagner, from closer to coach. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.